2022, mom.
I've actually been treating you so far.
It's been solid. I feel like this has been a long ass first month. Like,
hell yeah.
This motherfucker feel drawn out. For real.
Like August, September, yeah, October. All them shits like, went like together.
Exactly.
That was like 30 days total.
Exactly.
This shit been like 30 days already.
Oh,
we at the 28th. Like 35 days.
Feel like a lot been going on already.
Fuck yeah, bro.
But like, when it's drawn, like it feels drawn out, but it's not like it's all good or all bad. It just feel like it's just time.
Yeah.
Just time, bro. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
No like deep drops or high waves and peaks. Like it's just rolling. Shit's just rolling, man.
Yeah.
I ain't seen my nigga in a minute.
A super minute, bro.
You feel me?
Super minute. But we back, bro.
We back.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to get started on the concept of time. I didn't even tell you about that earlier. But we'll say that for another time. For real.
Like that.
Good, y'all. I know y'all ain't heard our voices, but this is Durag Discussions, all right?
Durag Discussions. I know y'all forgot about us. We ain't forget about you.
Nope. Shit.
I'm Bryce.
Yeah, and I'm Tav.
Welcome to 2022.
Yup. The season finale.
The season finale. It's only right we had to wrap this up, like.
The right way.
Yeah, bro. So we could get on and start this new year with a new season.
Yeah.
Shit. Mental state.
For the past 7 or since the last time I seen.
Ooh. Since the year began.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And we could kind of fuse it into this first segment as well.
Since this year began.
That should be an update.
Yeah. Should I be in a cool space, bro? For real. In a smooth space. I get that shit like a 7. Okay, so you like 7.5.
Okay.
7.5.
I give it I give it an
8.5.
8.5? Yeah. I'm at like an 8.82.
Okay.
It's solid. Definitely been, you know. It's been cool, really. Like,
yeah, it's just been cool, man.
Like I kind of said earlier, like it's just going, like shit's just rolling.
It's kind of like, but not kind of like keeping up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like 24 hours has been feeling like 24 hours for sure.
Yeah, straight up,
straight out. Like it's been feeling like 24 hours. Each day has been full. To say at least.
Yeah.
Shit. Speaking on coming into the new year and just like what's been going on with us.
I was just telling somebody oh, my boy, I'm doing the same shit I was doing in 2021. Like, literally, like, day-to-day shit is literally all the same. Shit I do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Same shit.
Has that been taxing on you?
Nah, it's been all right. Refreshing? Yeah. It goes in dips, for sure. Like, the workloads, for sure. Like, have a toll. But it's all how, like...
Of course.
Like, carry that shit. But yeah, it's been cool, bro. 2022 ain't too bad so far.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, shit, coming into the new year, shit went on hold for me because, like, I got sick. You got sick around the same time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like I had to be on quarantine. I was kind of just doing everything I could from the house, but also being still like super productive, like, and then just trying to get my shit back together in terms of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you got joined on to our event group for the pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been seeing each other, but we ain't seen each other. I like the capacity we've seen each other, like, through the podcast and then just purely just, you know, socially.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But I came into New Year with an afro.
I came into New Year, bro. I was at work.
Yeah.
I was at work, dog.
Hey, it was the first New Year's. Making bread coming into New Year.
I was just fine at work. I'm straight, bro. Going to New Year with some bread in my pocket. I'm super straight.
Absolutely.
First New Year's I ever had to work, though, bro. Like, first time I didn't, like, go out.
Shit, and I never had plans for New Year's.
I'm okay with that, for real.
Yeah, I've never had plans on New Year's. Like, I usually just be, like, the day of, and niggas like, what you doing today?
Shit.
Nigga, I don't watching, know. I'm going to end up where
watching
I end
the
up.
Games.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to end up where the fuck I end up.
Yep.
But... it's been slow, but at the same time productive, which is also like, that's a good thing.
I feel that. Yeah, just feel like we slowed down a little bit for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like same time, like we got sick, but I feel like a lot of people around were getting sick. Like everyone, I feel like everyone got touched by that shit.
Left and right.
Like, more than
it was three things that was going around. Three things that was going around at the time we got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Regular cold, flu, or COVID.
Yeah.
I think I had the second one, bro. Yeah. That shit only lasted me like a day and a half.
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah. I was nigga bedridden for 2 days. To the point where, like, that first day, I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna make it, nigga. Like, I really might not survive this shit. Like, this shit real. And nigga, that second day, it went down a little bit, and then by the third day, I was solid. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Back on them feet.
Yeah, was cleaning the crib and, like, nigga, cleaned everything laundry-wise. I'm like, anything I touched needs to get washed.
Yeah.
Spray down that. Anything with Lysol, wiped everything down. I'm like, that shit got to get up out of here.
Yeah, there's no place here for you.
Yeah, you got to bounce. But I feel like that shit was hitting more people. Like when COVID first came around, you like, I don't know nobody with COVID. I don't know nobody about that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Then you look around, you like, damn, you were sick too? I was sick. Like, nigga, me too. The fuck?
Damn,
like,
you, my mama and my auntie.
My mama was like, nigga, my girl mama, like.
Yeah, my cousin.
What? Everybody, bro. Yeah. Everybody. And I'm like, damn, okay. I'm like,
but this then shit. That pushes me to these thoughts. And I always had these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually COVID that everybody is catching, right?
I don't know, bro.
Like, that they're testing, right?
Like, are they, like, did they create a test for the cold and then just say,
like,
it's
this
COVID?
Is COVID test. Hey, I'm gonna put shit past this fucking government, bro.
Right?
And now they're dropping off.
Or do they
kids.
Not knowing, like, or are they not knowing that, like, the COVID test probably just does pick up the cold or flu?
Yeah.
And then it just comes out because it's a COVID test. You like, oh, I tested positive. Hey, the
who
skeptics.
Knows? Yeah, who knows?
The skeptics are here. But shit, next thing we wanted to talk about, we're going to get into these sports, man.
Yeah, bro.
We're gonna get into this. This is gonna be a fun one. For real. First off, I mean, we in the NFL playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Go Rams.
Yeah, whatever.
Shit, who do you see in the Super Bowl? Since it's about that time.
I just talked about this yesterday with somebody at work. I said Rams and Chiefs. Rams and Chiefs in LA.
In LA.
And I said Chiefs probably going to win that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Whoever won out of the Bills and Chiefs was my pick to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick the fucking Chiefs for them.
Man. I
can't stand them. Man.
Can we talk about those two games? On that same day.
Yeah.
Rams up by 20. Or no, were they up by...
I'll tell you right now.
Tampa Bay didn't have a touchdown in the whole first half.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 27-3.
And that shit got close.
It was 27-3, I'm pretty sure.
Rams. Yeah, they was getting mopped.
It was 27-3.
They was getting mopped. I remember. Yeah.
And then the second half, cup fumbles. Fucking bad snap. Then Cam Akers fumbles. And then Ramsey gives up a touchdown.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. First half. Oh, 20-3.
20-3. Okay. But four turnovers. Well, three turnovers, and then...
They just put them right back in the game.
And then a Jalen Ramsey looked terrible. Like, Mike Evans just ran
he was,
past him.
Yeah, he was getting... He got toasted, my
just
boy.
Just ran past him. Yeah. Like,
that was bad.
He had no chance.
Yeah.
Like, he had a chance, though. That's the thing. Like, me as a DB, I'm looking like, nigga, you had a chance. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Nigga just ran by him. And that's when, like, you just saw, nigga, the whole energy deflated.
Yeah, shit switched. Momentum switched.
But they hung on to that shit.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp came in that last drive.
Oh, yep. Boy came in clutch.
Two catches. Got us down in the field goal range. Yeah, and I knew if we went into overtime, it was over with.
Yeah. Just because of the way the shit was going.
Exactly. It was
y'all niggas scored 10 points second half. These niggas scored 24 points second half.
Exactly.
They had to get right.
It's dangerous. They
yeah.
That shit. Like, they can't play like that for the rest of the playoffs if they are going to Super Bowl. They can't play like that against San Fran. San Fran didn't beat them.
Twice
this year.
Twice. People was talking about the Rams got... They know I'm not, but the 49ers got the Rams and everyone. But
oh, me.
The first time, I think it was close. Second time, it was like...
But sometimes you need that, like, shock from, like... When you play Tampa Bay, bro, you playing, like, nigga, a top-tier team.
For sure.
A Super Bowl team.
For sure. They had
so
all
they needed
starters.
That shock of, like, okay, we can't be bullshitting.
Nope.
Like, so maybe hopefully they go into this Sunday and actually handle business.
It is also, well, for starters, it's hard to beat the same team twice, mm-hmm. which they did. It's really hard to beat the same team three times in the same season.
Especially when, like, we stacked on offense and defense right now.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the 1 year we don't have injuries up the ass.
Yeah, in, like later half of the season. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Hey, the boy OBJ. What are we, Jay?
He's playing again.
Oh, shit.
Back to normal, huh? But then the game that evening,
Chiefs and Bills. Boy, that shit was fucking crazy.
Whew.
That was a good-ass game. Good-ass game.
And I didn't even catch it, but you just telling me about
it. You watch that shit?
Nah, remember we were talking the next day.
The fucking Chiefs came back. It was down. Shit ended up going to overtime. So it was 7 or 14. It was tied up at half.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chiefs went up at third quarter. Then that shit was tied at... what the fuck is... get my brain right.
Right at the, like, zero, right? Right at the end.
Oh, yeah. This nigga Mahomes had 13 seconds to get them back in the field goal range because the drive before... The Bills had went down, and then Josh Allen threw a bomb to Gable.
Davis, that fool had four touchdowns.
Four tubs, bro. And the L to take home, bro. That shit hurts.
You want
to
hear something crazy? One of the little homies, he had
paid, or he had like made a bet that Gabriel Davis gonna have two or more touchdowns.
Oh shit!
That nigga got breaded.
I'm sure.
Breaded.
I was disappointed, honestly, in fucking Stephon. He ain't do shit that good. I'm gonna tell you right now. Bro had 3 receptions for 7 yards.
What?
He's supposed to be the number one receiver.
But think about it this way. Did you really expect nobody expected Gabriel Davis to have 4.
Hell no.
Even 2.
Hell no.
But that's why, because they probably was draping Diggs. They was probably putting everybody on Diggs.
I think he was averaging 21 yards a catch. He only had 8 receptions. Yeah. 201 yards. That's crazy.
Yeah. He had a game.
Yeah.
He had a game. And the crazy part is everybody, like the narrative going into it was, remember last year, Stephon Diggs stood on the field and watched the
celebration.
Bro, sometimes you can't be like, you got to let it go and keep moving.
Yeah,
like,
my boy.
Him doing that probably psyched his brain out even more.
For this year?
Yeah, bro. Like, these niggas are my nemesis. Yep. Like, and probably just try to overdo it.
Yep. Nigga really stood there for a minute. Oh shit, my
the back. Whole thing.
With everything on.
With everything
helmet,
on.
Pads, didn't untie his shoes, kept his gloves on, towel. I'm like, yeah, my boy, this is done.
Yeah, it's over. It's
done.
Walk away.
Go with your teammates, my boy.
Yeah.
Coach probably like, damn, where's Stephon at? I'm like, oh, Coach, he's doing. Like, man, go get that man.
For real.
Go get that man. Like, what is he watching for? Somebody go get that man. They're trying to compare Mahomes 13 seconds to Dak Prescott's 14 seconds, but it's incomparable because
yeah,
these niggas had 3 timeouts. They also were fucking, which is, I mean, smart. It's football, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you got to get open, get open.
Right.
Nigga Kels, changed the route, made route.
He told him in the huddle, walking out, like, I'm probably not going to run that.
I'm not going to run that. I'm going to run. Literally, if the seam is open, I'm running to the seam.
I remember I did that in college one time.
What'd your coach say?
Coming down to the end, and I'm supposed to be running like a deep corner route. I saw the middle open while I'm running vertical. I said, shit. Right to the middle, caught that shit, got hit. I got to the sideline after the drive, after we scored. My coach said, my receiver coach walks up. He goes, you know you ran the wrong route, right? I said, I know. I was trying to get open.
Yeah, this is
I'm just like, get it's open. Crunch time. Like, yeah. I was trying to get open. He's like, oh, okay. He just started laughing. Can't get mad. You can't like, do nigga, but we made 30 that. Yards off the shit. Like,
for real.
We good. For and real. We got in the red zone.
And scored.
Exactly.
Because me running the route that was open.
I was lucky that the quarterback even saw it because we didn't have no conversation like they did.
Yeah.
He just happened to see me and.
Yep.
I said, bet. Good looks.
Wrote that bitch in there.
I'm like, thank you, because I would have looked dumb as hell. You run into the middle of the field. You went the wrong fucking route.
Shit.
That's why we, like, damn.
The homie knew all good playmakers do shit like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The homie knew this nigga used to get chewed out in passing league, bro. Like, the simplest shit, just run your route, my boy. Like, it ain't that much space. It's 7 people, right? Like,
right.
Just run your route. This nigga. Man, fuck that, man. I need to get open. Be in the same line as the slot receiver. Coach get hot. And I'm like, Coach, I was open. Like, that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, there's only a few, like, critical moments where you could do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, it got to be like, nigga, we need this now. It can't just be on a 1st and 10
in
the first quarter. Like,
I don't see nobody standing over there.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Hell no.
And you got to have a good relationship with your quarterback for sure.
Yeah. And your coach.
And Mahomes looking at him during, before the play, pre-snap, like,
oh, do it.
That's
shit.
That's hard. That's hard, though.
Hell yeah.
That's how a team should really be ran. Like, y'all have trust in each other. Then
shit, you
out there hoping.
Yep.
I hope
he see me. I hope he know I'm going to be open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or I hope this play works. Like.
Yeah. You just got to know that shit, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Then they went to OT. Bills didn't touch the ball.
That's when they fucked up.
Yeah.
That's exactly what would have happened.
To the Rams.
The Rams went into OT.
Yep.
That's exactly what would have happened.
Yep. They just happened to win the game off a coin flip.
Right.
both offenses were rolling. Mm-hmm. And whoever got the ball was going to win the game. Straight up.
Straight out.
And Gabriel Davis might have had 5 tubbies.
Maybe. But now we're going to get into the NBA.
You want to
We are start? In Southern California. Uh-huh. So it's only right that we speak on the supposed team of L.A.
I forgot you was a motherfucking Clipper fan. Uh-huh. That's why you coming with this heat.
I'm coming with this heat today. That's
fair. That's fair.
Okay. Them Lakers, man. I will say this. I don't know why I'm speaking to you Lakers fans. All right. I don't know why y'all was so excited about Russell Westbrook coming like he was going to be some different nigga out here. Y'all was so jaded by this nigga doing 2 steps on the stage with Bino and fucking being back in L.A., all this shit. The nigga been missing shots.
Yep.
The nigga been had turnovers.
Facts.
The nigga been a hothead.
Facts.
The nigga been emotional. His whole career.
Ain't nothing new. This is the same.
He makes bad decisions in the fourth quarter when it comes to crunch time. The nigga run full speed. You're not even supposed to be running full speed.
He can't even make a layup, bro.
What? That's the first thing I learned as a basketball player. I was always fast as fuck. So yeah. I'm like, I'm going to just run past these niggas. Nope, but you moving so fast, you can't see what the fuck going on.
Nope. No control. You too old to not have control, my
Shaq
boy.
Pressed this nigga on the sideline. Sitting on the court side. Slow down, nigga. Like, first of all, and that's he was like, was bad. He even said in an interview, he said, especially when you're older, you got to slow down.
Yeah, you not right here is not the same as what your legs is going to do.
Exactly.
Or what your arms is going to do. Bro, this nigga sucks, bro. I was watching some...
niggas trash, bro.
some Russell Westbrook lowlights. Not highlights, lowlights, bro.
If you got lowlights created for
bro,
you, you are fucking
it
up.
It was
You're not
bad.
Doing your job.
Nigga pulled up on the elbow, left elbow, shot that bitch. It hit the top. I'm like, dog, how you been shooting a basketball this damn long and you doing shit like this still, bro? Like,
we've been putting the negative energy into the wrong player this entire season. Everybody been on Ben Simmons' head. Niggas need to be on Russell Westbrook.
Nigga ain't
head.
Even play. So you can't be on his head for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. This nigga had 9 turnovers against Minnesota.
You are a point guard. You cannot afford to have turnovers.
Hell
period.
No.
That's the like the number one fuck up as a point guard.
Facts.
If you have turnovers as a point guard, you get pulled. Nigga, yeah. I used to get pulled.
Yeah. That's what happened.
I had 2.
Yeah.
Like
you can't create that many, bro. This nigga
nine, 7. 5, 4, 3.
Nigga, other day I was watching the motherfucking
7.
Yesterday he had 6.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you average more turnovers than a bench player average points.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's bad. That's really bad.
I would take the bench player scoring 6 a game over you averaging 6 turnovers a game right now.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Easily.
It was 2 for 4.
That's straight statistics.
Straight statistics.
Not even to mention that you be arguing with niggas on the that ain't even on the court.
Literally.
Talking about, I'll beat your wife, your ass, and your wife ass. Like, you're extra, nigga.
Nigga, you need to worry
play about basketball.
Worry about making a shot first.
Make a layup. Try not to get a ball to the other team.
This nigga ass, bro. This nigga, in 37 minutes.
He was on the Thunder. He was
8 points.
Missing shots. Birkin.
And the Rockets.
And these niggas still can, like, you giving him the ball in the fourth quarter is the dumbest. Like, that's the type of shit where, like, it's like, all right, we need to call a timeout. It's fourth quarter. Last few minutes, Russell can't be in the game.
And that's exactly what Frank Vogel did a couple games ago. Yanked his ass out. And Russell was like, yeah, I thought it was weird. Like, but if you're not producing.
How is it weird, nigga?
How
is it weird, nigga?
If you're not producing, get your ass out the game.
Frank. You're not clutch. You ain't never been clutch.
Probably won't ever be clutch.
We'll never be. Yeah. We'll never be.
Vogel told him, or the presser, he put in the lineup that he thought was going to win the game. That he felt
I'm
like
putting Malik Monk in the game, too.
Oh, for sure over fucking Russell
Easily.
Westbrook. This nigga Russ, 37 minutes against the Kings, 8 points. Nigga was 2 for 14.
Nigga, stop shooting.
Field goals, 0 for 5, 3 point, 4 for 5 from motherfucking free throws. How many turnovers this nigga had?
And LeBron will snap on anybody, but he ain't snapped on this nigga yet. Why is that?
Oh, you think that
he ain't snatched this nigga up? Nothing.
I don't know.
That's the problem.
I don't know. Yeah.
Kobe?
I hate it.
Tell me Kobe would have handled this shit.
Nigga, 1-on-1. I'm not playing offense. You play offense. You got to score, right. Nigga.
Right.
Shit. Yeah, it's bad.
He would have knocked this nigga down a peg already. Like, nigga, you're not that.
Yeah, this ain't.
This is what you are for us.
Exactly. Fit into your role. And if you
exceed it,
you're going to be over there.
And he not going to talk to the GM. No. He just saying, or get the fuck up out of here.
Yep, and he talking straight to Russ. Like, exactly. Nigga, this between me and your ass right
Kobe
now.
Kobe will look through you to the head coach behind you like, nigga, take this nigga out the
take
game.
Take him out. Oh, my.
Sit him down.
Gosh. 10 turnover game. Against OKC.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this nigga sucks.
And that's the type of player he always been. Even when he was shit. Had triple doubles every game, he also would have a grip of fucking turnovers.
Facts. He also would fucking be like 10 for like 37.
Right.
Like, my nigga, what?
10 for 37 and have 30 points.
Like, what, bro?
That don't even count. Like,
dog.
There was a series or a game where he got into it. I think it was with Patrick Beverly. And Patrick Beverly was like, I think the nigga scored 45, but the nigga took like 35 shots. And this nigga was talking about like, he on the court, Russ was in his face like, nigga, I got 45, y'all can't guard me. The nigga's like, you took 35 shots.
Yeah, if I took that many shots, I would have more points than that.
You feel me?
For real.
And then the nigga was looking at the stat, like he, like Patrick Beverly had already done his conference. So like this nigga had came up to the table,
yeah.
And Russ is like, he's like, well, and he looking at the stat sheet, he like, yeah, I mean, I guess,
yeah.
Like, nigga, 45 is 45.
Nope.
No, it is not.
No, it's not,
nigga.
My boy.
You could have gave 15 of them shots to your teammates, and y'all would have won.
For sure.
And I'm pretty sure they lost that game, because he was hot.
With 45.
Exactly, with 45.
Fucking Russell Westbrook.
He's always going to be one that chased the stats over the rings.
That's that. And it shows.
Mm-hmm. It shows. Shame on you, nigga.
Yeah, shame on you, Russell Westbrook. Shame on the fucking Lakers. Should have got DeMar DeRozan. You see what bro's doing?
Yes. All-star starter right now.
Russell Westbrook. Does this nigga even make All-Star?
Hell no.
I was going to say, how the fuck?
Fuck no. I'm pretty sure there was someone else that made that shit that I was like, oh.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I ain't seen what he did all year.
Shit, me either.
What's he averaging? That's crazy. You know exactly who the fuck I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 19-4? That's good for him.
All right.
That's good for him. I mean,
but like
that nigga Trae Young ain't a starter. Though? That nigga Devin Booker ain't a starter. All right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know either. Don't know, eh? Let me look this shit up real quick.
Here, pull up the. If you could pull up a list of the top averages, East and West Conference.
Right now?
Yeah. On the pitch real quick. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I got you right here, bro. So, KD's at the top.
Okay.
He's averaging 29.3. Bron, 29.1. Joel Embiid, 28.9. This nigga also been on some freaky shit.
He been going crazy.
Yeah.
30-plus games.
Yeah.
Past what? 15? 20 games or some shit? 10 games?
20 games straight.
Yeah.
Like 30-plus or something like that. Something like that. Giannis, 28-6, Trey, 27-7, DeMar, 26-4, Jokic, 26-2. And I think he has the highest field goal percentage.
Yeah, so far.
At 57.1%.
That's crazy.
Which is good as fuck. Tatum is after him, 26. Steph, 25-8.
Can we talk about Ja Morant? He in the top 10 scorers. He's young.
He's averaging the same as Steph.
Yeah, that's big.
Averaging the same as Steph.
Percentage is higher than
Steph. Oh, and
Steph's.
His percentage is higher.
But Steph shoot threes.
That's facts. Three pointers, man. Oh, yeah, 4-8 for Steph a game.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he lead that motherfucker. 1.6. But Ja was just working harder for his points. Damn, that's good.
Make amazing Mitchell. Shots as well, like shots that like nobody else can really make. Like,
yeah,
20% of them bitches is buckets, nigga. That like you like, damn.
Yeah, like how the fuck did this nigga? Bitch. Yeah, how the fuck this nigga get that shit in there? Booker, LaVine, Cat, Jaylen Brown, Bradley Beal, Shai, James Harden, Anthony Edwards, Brandon.
Okay, see, so let's stop this.
Andrew Wiggins ain't even on here.
Top 20, right? What, 22 points a game, okay?
Yep, 22.4.
Van Fleet has 21.7 a game. He's 21. Fox, De'Aaron Fox, 21.
Pascal.
Siakam, 21. Harrow, 20.
Nigga, where the fuck is Andrew Wiggins?
D'Angelo Russell. Tobias Harris.
Hey, he's actually a bucket, though.
Bro, he's not even on this list. Hold on. He's not even at 19.
Oh, 18-7. 19 stops at Sabonis.
And he's number 30. Where is he? I don't see him.
Who?
Wiggins.
He ain't on here.
Keep scrolling. We gonna find him?
Oh, 38.
He's averaging 18.1 a game. Google, you fucked that up. It's okay.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's an NBA.com shit.
So you're telling me the 38, number 38 average, right? He's a starter.
Starter. Bro.
What?
A starter.
Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. So the starting five is LeBron, Curry, Jokic, Ja Morant. He's a forward. You telling me that nigga Chris Middleton's on the East. Let's see, scroll up. Let's find a forward on the West. Bro, Brandon Ingram.
Oh yeah, B.I., where you at?
18.4.
Oh, right here, huh?
Yeah. Or 22.4.
Yeah.
Why is he not? Keep scrolling up.
Shit, Bradley Beal.
He's on the East though, ain't he?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm tripping. He on the East. This nigga. And this nigga.
Devin Booker.
Both of these. Donovan Mitchell. Like,
come on. Come on, bro.
Like, what?
Come on.
Who's the starters for these niggas? See.
Okay, Trae Young's a starter.
Yeah.
DeRozan, Durant, and B. Antetokounmpo.
You can't argue this that much.
Yeah, you can. You really can.
Because look where all these niggas is at.
Top five.
Durant, Embiid, Trey, DeMar. And who's the other nigga? Giannis. Oh, he four. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, niggas is.
You can't debate that.
Top six.
But why? See, that's sick.
That nigga's 38.
That's sick.
And he's starting?
And you telling me he got votes like that? Like, really? They don't have the bench yet, do they?
Mm-mm.
They haven't selected it yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they pick teams now, though. What in the fuck, LeBron? See, I can't fuck with this nigga, bro. I'm sorry. I can't fuck with this nigga.
Oh, this nigga chose his starter?
Yes, bro.
This nigga's drunk. This nigga's drunk.
You're fucking ill, nigga. Who do we say that could have... That was a forward...
B.I.
Yeah, bro. That's some sick shit, because, nigga, he got him traded away, too. That's sick, nigga. You're sick.
Fuck you, LeBron. Andrew Wiggins.
That's some emotional shit right
there. For real.
That's some emotional shit.
For real.
I can't fuck with you for that.
Like, it's his first time ever being an All-Star.
Come on, bro.
He's 38th in averages right now. Like.
He ain't gonna do shit.
Nope.
Who's guarding this nigga?
Shit.
Either Antetokounmpo or LeBron. LeBron picked. Or no,
well,
LeBron's on the West.
My well, friend. KD not going to play.
Why?
Can I get him playing? Yeah. Oh. He ain't even playing for Brooklyn right now.
So then.
Then he said he ain't going to do All-Star.
Then it's going to be Jason Tatum. He's number 8. You feel me? Like, yeah.
This is weird. This is really weird.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like this shit.
Yeah.
I don't like this shit one bit.
I could tell. I don't like that shit either, though. Fuck that shit.
That's some weak shit, bro. Like, nothing, like, bro, I understand you pick your team, but, like, respect the nigga. Like, give niggas their credit, bro.
Exactly.
Don't just be handing out fucking starting spots to niggas. Like, you can't do that.
Like, over D Book.
Bro, what?
I know they got y'all out the way in the bubble. Oh no, y'all got them out the way. The Lakers beat them in the bubble. I think Brown is a hoe.
Yeah, so we got problems. The Lakers just make bad decisions.
I agree.
Like everybody in the Lakers jersey at this point is just making bad decisions. Who?
You know who my favorite player is, nigga. Show you a highlight, nigga, right here.
Melo. Melo balling.
Man, in that 7.
Yeah, Melo balling. I'll give him that.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, why is AD not?
Bro been hurt.
Oh, he ain't really played that much.
Yeah. That nigga got hurt again yesterday on some shit. Where the fuck? Yeah, AD ain't even on this motherfucker. Whoa.
Man, we gotta move on because this shit got my blood pressure. Yeah,
let me sip my coffee, man.
Now we on the music notes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got yours?
Yeah. This music note is a banger. It's a super banger. I want to, like, the greatest, like, just, like, pure just artists, like, ever, for real. Rappers, lyricists. It's called The Panties by Mos Def.
This one's to the... Relax. It is enjoyable. Baby, slow down. Just take your time. You and me ain't gonna be here for a while. Okay. Baby, don't rush. Just take your time. You and me ain't gonna be here for a while. Okay. I got so much that I want to do.
Fast forward to when that beat come in.
Yeah. I got so much that I want to do, but I can show you. Come on, take you by the hand. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me show you how.
It's just tough.
Hell yeah. Yours is, Yeah, that's The Panties.
Yes, sir. Why that one? Why that one?
Oh, why? Shit, bro. I really just, like, I don't know, bro. I like the beat on that motherfucker. Like, I like the way you attack that shit, too. Just, like, the smooth and Shadow came in with, for real. I thought at first you were saying what album. I'm like, shit, nigga, that's a good question. but yeah, bro, it's just a real vibe. I like vibey ass songs.
That song right
bro.
There is the epitome of Mos Def for sure.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, he's not sure. Attacking it to.
He talking about getting some butt.
Right, but like, he don't attack it in the way that other artists attack a beat like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, he's speaking over it rather than like trying to rap to the beat. You know what I'm saying?
I heard,
like,
you saying.
He going for the vibe and like what the beat actually like embodies.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
It's chill. It's, you know what I'm saying? He adding to it rather than just like, I'm just going to go on top of this motherfucker and go at it. Like, That shit's fresh as hell.
Hell yeah.
I love his like approach to a lot of that shit.
Hell yeah.
To a lot of shit he has.
I'm gonna have to dig a little more.
On me. Y'all know me, bro. Yeah, yeah, I'm a Nas head. Just dropped a project with Hit. And it's called Magic. That's the project's name. But shit, this song is Woo for the Children. And then this first verse just speak to me, bro. So yeah.
Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my own style. Won't let me pass. I don't see the point with weak figs. Like all the niggas on top be blocking. I never help man stop it. It's hard watching brothers who smart but think they not. I need them to realize what they got is a fresh start. That brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a whole lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snake, got played. Meanwhile he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. It's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given part in him. Stop putting your faults on him. What he did to you now, the man in him is bringing the kid in you out. You kidding me? Still playing the victim, you winning me out. That's what my perspective is. Maybe cause I'm a specialist. Sick the Knicks like a beverage. Six-figure checks are big, but eight-figure checks and you rich. The Nas enthusiasts thinking they know what's best for me. More than I know what's best for me. No rest for me. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a...
So, that verse specifically here, you put up the lyrics. So there was a part in here that spoke to a nigga. It starts with the brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snaked, got played. Meanwhile, he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. So just, I guess you could connect it to like, when you judge somebody, when you see somebody from the outside in, right? The nigga that you think got the most influence, the nigga that you think is powerful, the nigga that you think got everything going right. We both can relate to this, nigga. Facts. Like, most people will come up to me, man, I'm so proud of you. You doing this, this, and that. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Like, I appreciate it. Like, and like, most people be like, oh, you just being humble. Like, nah, but really, like, in the reality of this shit, living in this shit, I still gotta pay bills, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm still like trying to wiggle ways to really like get on top and really.
You ain't did shit yet.
But I'm helping other motherfuckers still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, there's no resentment in that, but it's just like, that's the reality of it. Like, I'm helping other people still. But at the same time, I'm not exactly where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, he balances challenges. Hard to keep himself paid.
I feel like in this verse right here, bro's also talking about like the insecurities of like somebody that everybody is like has seemed to put on a pedestal.
Right.
Because no matter how other people view you, how you view yourself is how you're going to carry yourself. You feel me?
Damn, even the two bars after that, like, it's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given. Pardon him, stop putting your faults on him. Person that you see on that pedestal get criticized way more than the motherfucker that you didn't expect to do shit.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
So.
Shit, we talked about this before. Stem, shits that they didn't agree to. You agreed with yourself for this other person.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So definitely that one. And we're gonna speak on New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's only right. Wrapping up this season in the new year. What are our feelings on New Year's resolutions? Let's start with that.
I think resolutions are are a good thing as long as you like keep them like, in the top of your head, right? Not just right. Like, oh, I'm saying this is what I want to do for this year. And just let that shit fade out, because then it's no point of you making right. resolutions. But it's, I guess a tool that like our society is like blown up just a little bit too much, right? Mm-hmm. Cause who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
Right. And it's easy to have that in January and attack it in January. Yeah. But then, nigga, you got 11 more months.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you got to, like, nigga, you got to go with this shit. Yeah. Like, 330 more days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, a lot more.
Yeah. More work to do. A lot more. Like, yeah. And I feel like, for me, I've never been a big New Year's resolution type person because one, I'm just a person that goes like at each day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I never really been a big planner, which could be my downfall and my, you know, like a blessing and a curse type shit. Like I'm not a big, like, I'm a plan ahead and all of this. I'm going to set this, and this. I'm going to do this by this time. And, like, that's, like, one of my things that I need to be better at for sure. Get your little ass out of here. Sorry, I'm swinging out of a gnat. This motherfucker. But, no, like, I've never really big at it because, like, I hate when I make plans and they don't go the way that I plan for them.
Yeah, you guys seen you them to be here. Yeah, so, facts.
I feel like that's usually creates more negative emotions in me than it does positive ones.
Yeah. I definitely feel like on a downside of resolutions, some can cause anxiety for sure.
Straight out.
Just simply off of not meeting what you had thought was like you'd be at type shit, right? Like last year, thought I was going to be back at school. Nigga ain't back at school. But am I tripping on that shit? Okay, nah, yeah, it's straight. Like, nah, you got to keep it rolling. It's just...
I think I'm really big on, like... I'm not going to put stress on myself when there's so many, like, outside and external stressors.
Yeah.
Life is going to put enough stress on me.
Facts.
Family, this, that, and the other, work... That's gonna put enough stress on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna put that. I'm not gonna create stress for a stressful environment.
Yeah, it's, you know, already what I'm stressful. Yeah.
Like that's like saying this shit too heavy. Like I'm carrying everybody's shit. It's too heavy. Oh, I still gotta carry my bag. Let me put that shit on top. Like, yeah. I don't even make sense,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, don't.
I don't even make sense. But next one.
How we approach our how we approach resolutions. Mm-hmm. Shit, just with an open mind, dog. For real. Like, you just gotta be open to shit.
Yeah.
Be ready for change, for real.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, boy oh boy, you're gonna have a rude awakening.
Be ready to be flexible.
Yeah.
And just know, like, yeah, this is my resolution, but like, shit, anything can happen.
Straight up.
If we ain't learned nothing from COVID and everything that's happened just in general in society, in our lives, in these past couple of years is shit. Anything can happen. Anything could go wrong. Anything could go right.
Yep.
So, like, I would say, yeah, for sure, be flexible. Like, be open-minded. I think that's definitely the best approach to it, without a doubt.
Just be open, for real.
Because when that shit don't shake the way you want it to shake, you just got... you. Crumble.
Deflect.
Shit. Right. Especially if you hold on to that so much that you like, no, it has to go this way. It has to go this way. Even when that motherfucker is not going, you can see
there's
like
no chance.
There's no chance at this point. Like it's a 1 in 1 million, 1 in 5 million chance that this shit gonna go the way you want it to.
Yeah.
At this point, with everything that's happened, like it's that's a good way to like really sink yourself.
Yep.
And you know. Most simplest form to put it. What are ours? New Year's resolutions.
Bro, honestly, I didn't even make none for this year, bro.
I didn't
even. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I think I had one, so my mom had asked me, was that yesterday? Or the day before, or the night before. She asked me, so what are your New Year's resolutions? And I'm like, I'm looking at the calendar like, hold on, what's today? Like, I'm like, shit, it's the 28th. I'm like, fuck, I mean. And like subconsciously, it's been to just be financially stable, secure, and have more. Right? Like not have enough, but have more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really the main, that's what I want. Like by the end of 2022, I want to be in a place where I got saved up. I got rainy day. I got, and everything's just like taken care of for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably mine. And I think keeping it general for me kind of keeps me from putting that stress on myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, all right, I want it from this, and this. I want this to blow up. Like, because I got my hand in so many different things that, like, it could come from anywhere.
Any source, yeah. So, any source. I say, shit, my New Year's resolution, bro, I'm just trying to have all my bills paid on time, bro. For real. That's it. No, I'm going to struggle a little bit. I know I'm going to feel good, better about shit sometimes, but just want to have my shit paid, for real. Just keep my bills paid.
Straight up. I feel like after that, everything falls into place.
It just, like...
I would love to travel as well.
It alleviates, like, that layer of stress, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, what's, like... Oh, no. I hate that shit about this society, though. For real. Like, that we have made... paying bills, money, like, so important to us.
High on that list.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it is what it is when you live in America. You know, you're going to either sink or swim with everybody else, you know?
Or float, nigga.
That's no good. That's no good, bro.
But no, I would also like to travel comfortably. And I think that comes with that surplus. Like, having that extra money on the side, be like, you know what, let's do this.
Yeah.
And come back and not be worried like, oh, fuck, I dipped into my rent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the worst. I do not like to travel when I come back and I feel like, fuck, now I'm behind. Or now I got to get back what I lost, you know, in that experience or in that trip. Damn. You know what I'm saying?
When the fuck did you say it? Oh, it was around the time you had wrote, what's that shit? Say something. Road trips. Because the boy really hate flights.
Yeah, hey.
Hey. Yeah, when you was, around that time you was writing, hey. You had said something literally just along the lines of that, bro. Like, a nigga can't do it comfortably, nigga not gonna do it. Yeah. And straight up, not gonna do it.
It was right after Mexico.
Mm.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It was right after Mexico. That's what I was feeling like. I almost didn't fully, like, completely enjoy that trip. Like, I enjoyed it for sure. Like, but it took me, like, a day or two to really, like, enjoy it and be like, bro, hands off. Like, just enjoy this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's so much shit happening at home.
Yeah.
Oh, far away from home. And I was just like, fuck, like, there's so much shit that has to be done when I get back that I couldn't even be in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Your body was in Mexico.
Yeah.
But your brain was in California. Yeah,
exactly. And that, like, there's no point in traveling if that's where
you're. Yeah, because you want to go places to experience places. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And
I think I was well paid at that point. Like, I had bread. Like, I had straight, bread with me in Mexico. And everything was cheap.
Hell yeah.
So I was running it up. I was getting gifts. I was, like, buying shit for myself. I was buying shit for my sister. Like, everything was cool money-wise. Yeah. It was just, like, life was still going on here. And I knew life was still going on.
It's waiting for you when you get back.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But you made it, my boy. We on this side of it now. We on this side.
We here. Yeah. Like, is it we good?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it's just like that. It's like that that feeling of like you don't know what's going to be next.
Yeah. Type of shit. It's just scary.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
It's just for sure scary.
And that's definitely that stress from that outside. Like, that's not an internal stress. That's an external stress. Life is still going on back, like at home. Mm-hmm. But I'm over here having a good time, da da da, or trying to have a good time. And I know life is still rolling how it was rolling. Like, when I get back, life ain't going to be different.
When I speed touchdown, it's going to be
different. Pause is off. Yeah. And we back to play. Like, yeah. So, yeah. Without a doubt. Now, in terms of resolutions, planning or plans versus goals. Let's speak that to wrap this up. Like, we kind of spoke about planning earlier before we started recording. I think that's where that stress comes into play. Like, a goal is something that's ever changing in a way, right? A goal is something that can look a certain way, like, in your head, but you know a goal can change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. In a sense, yeah, like, the goal is, in hindsight, like, same, it's like the same, but the shit going, like, the
leading up to leading that up goal, to, yeah. Right. Right.
Whereas, like, a plan, you want this shit to be like this, and this. So.
I got, there's steps to a plan. A goal is, this is where I want to be, no matter how it happens.
No matter what's in the middle.
Yeah, this is where I want it to be at that point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's like the checkpoint.
Yeah.
Rather than the journey type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Shit, that answers that, I guess.
Straight out. Now we're going to get into the ungame.
Hell yeah.
You got the first question, my guy.
I didn't even read these shits. When do you feel most peaceful?
In my home. With my family.
When I get in my sleep.
straight out.
Most peaceful, though, it's really, man. Yeah, as cliche as that sounds, the fam, for real. Just like good energy around, you know. I said this on a pod before, but like, family really cures everything, bro. Like, everything.
It's where you recharge,
bro. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like on vacations, and like when I'm out, like when you work so hard, right, and then you finally get to the point where you can actually go on a trip and pay for a trip, and like, it always circles back to money, of course, but like, when you can go on a trip and come back and get back to work,
yeah,
like that moment of recharging your battery and just being somewhere else,
unplugged,
is. That's like a beautiful moment for sure. Mm. Like, and you come back and you're like, all right, now I could get back to work. Like, I relaxed. Yeah. I got my jacuzzi time, nigga. Like, bro, I've been missing a jacuzzi for the longest. I want to get in a jacuzzi so bad right now. But like those moments, like, I was on the beach. I was relaxed. I was sipping on something. I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, with family or even by yourself. Like, those are like those rechargeable moments where it's just like, I'm out of touch from anything and anyone. They know I'm gone. Don't hit me. I'm literally living day by day. Like, those are moments you could really live day by day.
Straight up.
And know, like, these days are cut out for me to be away.
Yeah.
So don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I was going to say, I feel, like, super peaceful when I go to the beach, for real, bro. Like, no matter what I'm doing at the beach, it's just, like, a very, like, grounding experience for me, right?
We ain't been to the beach in a minute.
I know, bro.
We gotta do that.
It's also winter. It's gonna be cold as fuck.
Facts. That's a fact.
Cold as fuck.
That is a fact.
If it's cold up here,
and
it's cold up there,
that wind coming off that water, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
And this water out here, cold as fuck. Man. Like, we in Florida, hell, that warm shit. Man, it's cold out here. Summer, it'd be hard to touch the water.
Man. That's a fact. Next question. Describe the kind of car you would like to own. I want a luxury vehicle, but I want an SUV.
Okay.
I want some space. I like SUVs. The big body. I like the big body with the sports engine.
Okay.
And it's comfortable in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right here, bro.
My guy Tev is the car guru.
Yeah, I love
cars. All y'all niggas in this family is car gurus. Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Them sailors, boy. They know about the whips.
You want it electric or gas?
Gas. Gas for sure.
They don't sleep on electric, but I got you.
Open my mind.
This joint right here got BH written all over it. Fat luxury vehicle.
Ooh.
Comfort. Again, look at the.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, this is a back.
Okay. What's that, GTS?
GLS.
GLS.
Mm-hmm. GTS is a sports car.
Okay.
Them shits is nice, but it ain't that big. Yeah. But this right here.
And I kind of like, if not SUV, I do like hatchbacks.
EQ.
Because they still low to the ground.
Let's see. This is.
I fuck with that one.
Bro, it's electric.
Okay.
EQS. Oh, no, not the S, bro. EQC. They got a 4x4 joint, bro. I never showed you this.
Oh. Yeah, bitch clean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I like that.
Shit. Car I want some. I was gonna say not even high end, but I want that bitch to be. I'm gonna show you right now. You know this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I seen one of those.
Yep, Porsche Taycan.
Yeah.
Yup. This is her. One, I ain't got to pay for gas, bro. Two, this bitch is fast.
Okay, so help me understand this. How fast do them motherfuckers charge, though?
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
Because I'm like, I'm not trying to put no plug in my crib. It would be nice, but that motherfucker... 1.5?
I don't understand this kind of language, bro. I don't understand this language. 9.5 to 10.5 H at 220 volts.
See, 9.5 to 10.5 hours at 220 volts. And then an hour and a half at 440 volts. See, I don't have that time.
So if you got the 220 volts, right?
Yeah, the plug-in.
You just plug that bitch in when you get home. Go to sleep. Unplug it. You ready to go.
Okay.
Feel me?
Yeah, I feel that. I kind of would want a hybrid because the gas do charge that motherfucker up and like keep it at a certain, you know what I'm saying?
Get
like
you an I-8. Completing it. I-8. Half. Them bitches nice.
Yeah. But no, I definitely want something that I ain't got to pay for that much gas with. That's a fact.
I really would like to just have some shit that's reliable.
Exactly.
All this luxury shit is beautiful, nice, and all that good stuff. But if it ain't reliable... Fuck it.
Yeah, because then it gets even more expensive.
Yeah.
If that motherfucker breaking down, them parts and that labor is going to be high.
Yep. If you want the right parts for your shit, you got to import that shit.
Yep.
Or else if you go to the homie, you got some American-made shit that's made for this, good luck.
Right. For real.
Good fucking luck.
Last question. Talk about something beautiful you saw this week.
Nigga, this is going to be kind of funny, but I don't even know if she a crackhead or whatever she is, but she's like neighborhood. She be on her bike up here, right? This nigga that drive trucks over here, Big Rigs, he like a little off too.
Right.
She was riding down the street, riding down Lincoln. He was parked across the street. And she stopped and was like saying something to him in the from the window from her bike. This nigga come down, she parked or she put her bike in front of the truck.
Uh-huh.
They go up to each other and gave each other, like, embraced each other and gave each other a long ass hug. I'm like, damn, this is the last thing I was expecting to happen right now, bro. And these niggas is up.
I've been in the house a lot more, so it's like, nigga, just my life, bro. I looked up a few times in these past couple weeks. It says this week, right? Yeah, so this week, there was a moment where, like, just, you know, them days that are just, like, the whole day just, like, is just rolling, like, perfect. Like, you ain't have no plan for the day. It just goes, like, everything about it was just a beautiful day. Like, everything from breakfast to getting shit done to the people around me. It was just like I remember walking outside, taking my dog out and just being like, thank you. Like, Lord, thank you. I was just grateful. Like, it was just a beautiful, just looking and being grateful for, you know, the moments I've been going through. And it's like, I'm grateful right now, bro, for real. So, I don't know if that really answers the question specifically, but
shit, it's a beautiful
day. Yeah, for sure. Shit. Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, shout out. What you got, Tev?
Don't take shit too serious, bro. Because we are not that fucking big and we ain't that important.
Say that.
No.
Say that.
Yeah, that's it. Just don't.
Think you got his ass. Fuck flies.
Yeah. Bro, we forgot to say something.
Hey, we do not own the rights to that music and music notes.
None of that shit we played. We don't own it, bro.
We don't own the rights to it. We did that twice in a row.
Yeah.
And from the ones from last episode. Yep. We do not own the rights.
Nope.
Okay? We're going to be on top of that a lot better. Yep. We got to.
Yep.
Because I can't pay for no lawsuits.
You, nigga, we.
Fuck.
But, yeah.
And then, my lifestyle tip advice, shout out. Right now, I'm not really in a place where I want to give, like, a lot, like, a advice or anything to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I will challenge. I got one. I'm going to challenge everybody, including myself, including Tev, you know what I'm saying? To be more open-minded and empathetic to what other people have gone through and what other people have learned.
Mm.
It's easy to know what you learned and know how you would, like, attack something or approach something and say, and, like, be quick. Not even, you don't even always have to be, it doesn't always have to be judgment of someone else, but, like, be confused by how somebody does something, right? Mm. Like, think, like, really take the moment and be like, all right, well, they've probably gone through this, or they have gone through this. They may have been taught this or never been taught this.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, just know that, like, not everyone is you. Not everyone has learned the same things you've learned. Not everybody has the same values or moral compass that you have. Just be understanding of that and try to just approach everything with love and everyone with love.
Mm. I could do that.
You feel me? Yeah, that's my mental state, class 24. I'm at 10.
Put some pressure on me, boy.
I'm at a 10, bro.
Man, it's been smooth. Nigga, just been yesterday, today, work up over here. Didn't work at the bar. But it's been good, bro. It's been good vibes. Minus me fucking not drinking water.
I've been on the same shit though. I feel you.
Should I say like a 9.3? It's smooth. Hella smooth.
You still on the high end though.
That's hell yeah. Cool.
That's fucked.
Hell yeah.
Shit, man. So long to season 6.
Yeah.
It's been a long one.
Hell yeah. It's been the longest season yet, huh?
For sure, it's been the longest season. But I think like this season is setting up a lot of good shit for the next season.
Hell so yeah.
Stay tuned. We gonna be more consistent.
Yep.
I know y'all heard that from us before, but
no, they didn't.
But no, it's been a great season. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Even if you didn't share, share. So thank you in advance.
Yeah. Right. Appreciate everybody that stuck with us all the way through this point. Like, we 60 episodes in.
Yeah, and, that's a milestone right there.
So, hey, we appreciate everyone once 100%. Again. I appreciate my boy, Tev.
Appreciate you too, my nigga.
Appreciate all the guests we've had on this season. And we working towards bigger and better things.
Hell yeah.
Just know that. That's where our mind frame is at going into this next season.
Hell yeah.
And it's Durag Discussions.
Yeah. It's Tev.
I'm Bryce.
We out this, biatch.
And we out. So long, season 6.
Yep. Nice knowing you.
And we on the 7. We hear y'all. Or y'all gonna hear us real soon.
Yep. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Gone.